So this is the desk of Frank, with Frank. Frank just cleaned his desk. Looks very nice now. And Frank is going to show his latest stuff he made. Right, Frank?
Hopefully, yeah. What I'm doing right now, I made a little test for the... Yeah, last week I did mostly water.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I wanted to show a bit. And it's not that undifficult to actually add it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I just adjust a simple plate here.
Mm-hmm.
Move it into the cube. Yeah. And then I can just change a few settings.
Mm-hmm.
And I have something which is reflecting stuff. It's a bit, you don't see much because there's not building, but if I add something else.
What are you adding?
Just adding another cube.
Okay.
Just some object I can show, shows up into. You've got another cube.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look closer, you can see a reflection.
Yeah.
And there's also other stuff which is there. For example, there are ripples on the water when you have a normal map attached to the surface, which I don't have right now, so there are no ripples visible.
Mm-hmm.
There's this reflection support, which means the stuff under the water surface is rendered as well and distorted. There's fogging, so anything below the water surface gets more foggy and colored with the distance. And yeah, there's some smoothing, so if you have like a shoreline with shallow water, you have less of a water effect. It's a bit transparent, so it blends nicely and you don't have a hard corner, which is usually visible.
Can you show something of that?
Yeah. Just
yeah.
What does it say? If you look here, for example, you can see different things, like, yeah, you see the reflection, you see everything is distorted, the world is reflected, you can, despite the distortion, you can see Frankie being reflected
mm-hmm.
and refracted. The ground is getting very bluish colored, so that's the foggy effect as we were speaking about. And if you look here, it's less foggy and also the distortion gets less at the corners of the water. And
yeah. It looks very beautiful. And are there piranhas swimming in the water?
I don't know.
Okay.
If maybe somewhere, but I'm not sure. I don't see any, so probably not.
Hey, and can you tell something more about the developing process of it?
There's not much to it. It's like I started it and I worked it, and I first started with support to automatically render the reflections and refractions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not that difficult. And after that I built the shader basically.
Okay.
And then I did a bit of back and forth, see how it looks.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning there were some issues, for example there were like there were some color borders at the corner, and yeah, I didn't get the reflection right at the first time, so sometimes things were showing up which were should not be reflected, or things that should be reflected were not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a clipping problem, so I fixed that, worked around that. Yeah.
And are you happy with how it looks like now, or are you going
I'm
to
happy.
Change it, or are you going to...
No, it's quite, it's happy, it's cool.
Okay.
It's, yeah. Another thing later added when the reflections were working, I added for the fogging effect, I had like, so you get a depth texture of the whole scene. So you can get at every value, you can compute the different distance between the water surface and the surface which is behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the point underwater, and that distance can easily be used to compute a fogging.
Okay.
Which is very nice. And it's nice because you can just put anything under the water. It can be a very complex mesh or very simple, but still you get the right effect, which is very nice.